education first and foremost, the children that are going to run the United States.
Can I record this?
You can.
All right. And we're standing here at the corner of Jack Gibbs Boulevard and Cleveland Avenue and outside the Fort Hays Elementary School. And Obama's in town. He's actually inside there right now speaking. And there was a protest against the Keystone XL pipeline, tar sands project. I'm talking to another person who showed up here, but maybe for a different reason. What is your name, ma'am?
Mine is Kimberly Jackson Morris, and I believe in education first. The children that are now in our high schools, middle schools, elementary schools are our future. They're our tomorrow. And I think the focus, or I believe the focus, should be placed there. Cut the politics. Let's get to education. Let's build good schools. And I'm talking about the existing foundations. Let's go in, make the changes for all children, make school achievable, reachable for parents. Parents don't come to schools because they're intimidated by education, and the people that are teaching our children are educated, and so that's a bit intimidating when parents aren't educated. And so if we focus on education and parental workshops and getting that to the parents so that they can help the children be educated, I think that's our first and foremost cry. That's our first and foremost cry. So, unemployment, pipelines, those are things to bring concern, but I do believe in education first.
What do you think of Obama's performance in office so far?
Listen, I believe that he inherited a lot of things. I believe that he came into a situation that was overwhelming to begin with. And me personally, I like him. I like what he says. I like what he wants to do. His hands are tied. He just can't make a decision and do it. There's a chain of command. There's steps that have to be taken. There's protocol. And so far, I like him, and I'd vote for him again.
Why do you think his hands are tied?
There's steps of command. You got to go through protocol. You have to go through the Senate. You have to go through Congress. You have to go through the people that are in place. You just can't make a decision and it's done. So that's why. That's why his hands are tied.
What is your opinion of the environmental movement?
Oh, listen, I believe in taking care of the environment. I believe in it. If we don't, we won't be here.
Sure.
So, I believe in it. I'm for it. I support you all protesting the pipelines. I support that. You know, yeah, I'm all for it.
The reason why I ask is a lot of the people, a lot of the meetings I go to and events with the environmental movement, I see underrepresentation of people of color. So it's a matter of, well, we have some room for improvement. So.
Because again, it's education. We're not educated on those facts. We don't know. When you go into lower economic areas, there's no one standing there giving us information about a pipeline. So until we're educated and until information is put out there where lower economic areas, black or white, can get a hold of that information, you won't see black protesters here for a pipeline. It won't happen.
How do we do it, you think? Any ideas?
Information. Go into those communities and talk to people. There are people willing to listen. There are people that aren't too busy to listen, but the information isn't there.
The reason why I ask is I work with media and print and radio.
Do you go into the communities and speak about these
things? Let me get you on the microphone here. Okay. Say that again.
Do you go into the communities and speak about these things that you're protesting? And I'm talking about in urban communities.
Not enough. I have done some of it, and I realize that we have to get out of our own little groups and get out our comfort zones and get out into the community. That's why I'm asking for your advice, is what are some of the venues do you think that would work? Maybe churches or other groups?
Oh, churches are big number one in black communities. Churches, yes. You get on board with the ministers and pastors, and they'll help you. You have to inform them as well. But they will help you. They will get the word out to their parishioners and their church members. So, yeah, that's important. But, again, when we're not educated, we don't know.
Do you think food issues are some ways to connect people?
Oh, yeah.
Community gardens are a way to bring a lot of people together.
I believe in community gardens. We're building a garden ourselves. My daughters and I, we believe in organic food. We believe in organic meats. I don't like chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, where you go into the poor economic areas, and this is all we're eating. Everything's loaded with chemicals. Everything's processed. We don't have the information, though, to know any better. Until we get the information to know any better, how can we do any better?
What about the idea of just going on the street and standing on corners or public places? Okay. So I'm asking for a lot of advice. So you recommend I...
It's not personable enough. When you address me individually, or my community individually, then I see that you care. I don't want someone standing on a corner yelling some important information that I'm not going to listen to. If I'm on my way to work, I'm on my way to pick up a child, no, I'm not going to stop and listen to you. But if you're in my community and I happen to be walking to the community grocer, then yes, you're giving me some information. Yeah, I'll speak to you. I'll stop and speak with you.
It also helps on the approach, too, and the tone. One idea I have is to go into the community and listen instead of telling people, okay, this is important. I can go there and ask them what's important.
You better believe it. Then they know you care.
Okay, I live in Columbus, and the work I do is in Columbus. So what are some suggested parts of town you suggest I go to?
I say east side, closer to downtown. When you get close to Columbus State and Fort Hays, in these areas, really lower economic areas where people don't mind listening. If you're in the community, they know you're there for a reason, and they'll stop and talk with you if you're there.
Anything else?
My gosh, there's a list of things that you can do. The church is one of them. Grocery stores that are in those communities. That's another place to start, because they know the people that are there. They know who will listen to you and who will not. So you just start making contacts in those communities, and then you'll get the information out that you want, and then they'll see that you care, and they'll invite you in even more.